Welcome to Muskoka Connects, connecting you to the people, places, and things that make Muskoka one of the most beautiful and interesting places to live, work, and play in Canada and around the world. In this edition, we connect with Mike Hooper, advertising and operations manager for a new online magazine designed for the 705 area code, 705blackfly.com. I asked Mike to give us a short description of 705blackfly.com.
It's basically a news information-based online magazine, so we're not going to be doing day-to-day headlines per se, but we're looking to interface larger issues on how they impact Northerners in particular. And it'll give people a chance to delve a little deeper into a story. It won't be just a headline and a short little blurb. We're going to be able to have a lot more detail and information for people to consider. The current offerings that we've seen for media up here, they're very localized. They do serve a very specific niche that way, and what we're hoping to do is to close the proverbial distance by enhancing the engagement, celebrate the common interest amongst the northern communities. Right now, I mean, I think it would be fair to say that a localized event in Parry Sound may not be of as much interest to somebody in Berks Falls, let's say. But there's a lot of issues that are very common. And with the small business spirit up here in particular, gives people an opportunity to grow, whether it's in their business, their career options, their community. The people that we've been speaking to, it's such a learning experience for us. They all have family all across the 705. There's an overall lifestyle that is very common, and we're hoping to give people a chance to connect a lot better.
Give us an idea of some of the topics you'll cover.
Particularly, well, one that comes to mind right off the bat would be employment. That's something that we actually have a statement from the Labor Minister, Monty McNaughton, that's coming out in our first issue. And we have an employment counselor as well that spoke to us about how dire and why it happened. But we want to be able to interface something like that on how it's going to impact someone in a northern community. I mean, employment in somewhere like Hamilton is not going to be the same as it would be in Huntsville, whether it's commuting challenges and that sort of thing, and what type of industry is available in the community. So that's what we hope to zero in on up here.
I'm assuming there's a little bit of northern humor mixed in there, too.
Absolutely, yeah. That we definitely want to reserve a portion for satirical comedy, bragging rights, all sorts of things. It's something that we want people to be able to come to our site, similar to, I suppose, what would be your favorite Facebook group. You want to have a laugh, you want to read it. It's sort of home base. That's what we're looking for, and reliable segments that people would look forward to on each publication.
How do you intend to get the message out about 705blackfly.com?
Well, we're definitely going to be using all social media platforms. We do have an Instagram channel, Twitter, and so forth. We're also going to be doing a lot of engagement contests and submissions. A big part of what we're trying to do is we want this to represent the northern community, so viewer and reader submissions are definitely welcome and encouraged. And we do have a social media calendar of things that we're going to be posting. Our own local Magneto on Home Hardware has already furnished us with a couple of gift cards to give away on a contest. So we feel like as people from here are contributing, that will certainly rapidly communicate what we're doing.
The first issue comes out right at the start of September. What are we going to find in that issue?
We do have some articles on employment, labor shortage, that sort of thing, back to school stresses, and how to look for the symptoms and how to address them with your children. We have an interview from a social worker from North Bay. We have an article on dating advice. Again, up north, that's a very different scenario for people. We have some fun ones, people's bad shaving habits, weird celebrations in September. And we're looking forward to a regular submission on, I'm sure any northerner will appreciate this, the Cityit. The perspective from the Cityit, the adventures of the Cityit, that sort of thing. So it's going to be, like I said, a combination of larger current events and how they impact the North, and a lot of individual localized submissions from the entire jurisdiction.
What about visitors to the 705? Will it be interesting for them as well?
Oh, absolutely. And an interesting fact, we moved to Magnetowan, and The one thing that we haven't met is anyone from Magnetowan. Everyone is from the city at some point in their life. There's a lot of transactions that happen there and a lot of interesting stories. So I think, and this too, because it should capture the life up here and all the little nuances of what makes the North so great and the fact that it's the North, is that the people that want to visit from the city, it gives them a very central landing page. They're not going to know every little nuance of every little community, and we're hoping to address that. They may have vacationed here as a young person. They may be looking to retire here. They may be looking to invest or expand their business up here. So this would be a perfect centralized landing page for people even outside of the 705.
How can people get a hold of you and maybe share their stories?
Best way is always email, and I can be reached at mike@705blackfly.com.
All the best, Mike, and looking forward to that first edition.
All right, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
The very first edition of 705blackfly.com comes out September 1st. If you'd like to submit a story idea for Muskoka Connects, you can reach us at CIIG98.3@gmail.com. I'm Tim Hearn.